Prabhupada's morning lecture on the 30th January 1971, Rag Lila.
Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujigau Sri Jiva Gopalakau
Bande Rupa Sanatana
Krishna Kirtana Dhanana Atana Paro Primam Tambani
Krishna Kirtana Dhanana Atana Paro Primam Tambani
Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo Priya Paro Nirma Saro Pujitau Dhira dhira jana priyo priya karo nirma saro pujitau
Dhira dhira jana priyo priya karo nirma saro pujitau
Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharam Hantaraka
Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharam Hantaraka
Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharam Hantaraka Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Guru Vaha Bhanda Kau Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugau Jiva Gopal Kau
Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugau
Krishna Kirtana Ganana Chana Padau Primam Jamani Thank you. Hare Krishna. Om Agyana Jnana Saranyana Salakaya Sajjati mana rajas sama bhyam kalilam sato naka. So, we have been discussing the advantage of chanting the holy name. This is recommended for all the ages, but especially for this age. It is not that something new has been invented prescribed for this particular Kali Yuga from Srimad Bhagavatam, where it was written, recorded 5,000 years ago, and this incident of Ajani's deliverance, it took place long, long ago before writing this Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a historical reference. So, tens of thousand years ago, the same recommendation was there. But it is more advantageous in this age. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's introduction. No acharya will introduce something new of his own concoction. He is not acharya. Always remember. Evam paramprata. One has to receive knowledge, basic knowledge, through the discipleship, and it is the business of the acharya which one is suitable for the particular time, age, circumstances. That is all. That's why we are chanting about the Goswami. 500 years ago, these Goswamis left their opulent position as ministers, as zamindars, the very highly posted, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo, Sri Jiva Gopala, all of them either were very, very rich men or very, very great scholars, learned scholars. They are not ordinary men. So, they left their home, Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only child of his father and uncle, and at that time their income not less than 1 lakh of rupees per month. 1 lakh of rupees of that day, it is 50 lakhs now. You can understand from the exchange value. So you are such rich man, and you are the only child. The whole property was for him. And he was married with a very, very beautiful wife. He left everything for preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's church. Similarly, Rupa Goswami, he was highly exalted minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah, both the brothers. Practically the whole kingdom was entrusted to them. The Nawab was very happy by its entrusting the administration to these Goswamis. So they were so expert administrators. So when Sanatana Goswami expressed his desire to resign the post, the Nawab was very, very much disturbed. You know this story. So out of his anger, he arrested him, so he may not go out. So this Goswami, on the very occupied, very exalted position, they were living in Vrindavan as a very, very poor mendicant. They would not live underneath a tree more than one night. Because one may develop some attachment after living 2 or 3 nights. There is a process for the sannyasi. A sannyasi cannot live in a place more than 3 days. That is injunction. It is very difficult nowadays to follow exactly all the rules and regulations. The divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhu, because he is an acharya, he introduced that a sannyasi can live in the parasitic way. It may appear that he introduced something against the principles of the Goswami. Because our Gauriya Vaishnava, that Rupanuga Virudhyapa Siddhanta Dhanta Hari. We pray for our spiritual master, Rupa Anuga Virudhya. Everything which is against the principles of Rupa Prashant. Rupanuga Virudhya. Virudhya means against the principles of opposite dhanta. Such kind of conclusion, his divine grace was very much against such principles. But one may say that the Rupa Goswami lives underneath the tree only for one night. Both the brothers also would not live together. Sanatana Goswami would live somewhere, Rupa Goswami would live somewhere. They are falling. Sometimes Rupa Goswami will invite his elder brother. In this way they are living in Vrindavan. But does it mean that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, in his love living underneath the tree overnight, he was living in Calcutta in a parish building? So does it mean that he broke the principles of Rupa Goswami? No. That is acharya. Acharya has to make convenient means how people can get the principles. If Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami would not have introduced these principles, nobody would come to the principles of Rupa Goswami. In these days, nobody is prepared to go to Vrindavan and live underneath a tree overnight. That is very, very difficult task. So Acharya's business is to see how people will take it. First business is that. That is the recommendation by Rupa Goswami. Jena jena prakarena mana prasna nivesa. Rupa Goswami recommends according to the circumstances. You find out means how people will take to Krishna consciousness. Sarve vidhi nishidasu retayo reva kinkara. The Vishi Vidhini says, the restrictions, the rules and regulations might be introduced later on, which may serve as servants. Not that if you simply stick to the rules and regulations and forget the real business, that is called Niyamatra. We have to find out what is the suitable means to get to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is worshipped. Bande Rupa Sanatana Ravi Jugau Sri Jiva Gopal. Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo. Priyadakrishas means we have to follow the principles. How we can attract people to Krishna consciousness. Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo. That is the business of acharya. Not that to follow a stereotype, rules and regulations and forget the real business of preaching the Bible. He is not acharya. Acharya is he who adopts means By sea, people may be attracted to this Krishna consciousness movement. So, the Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Acharya introduced this old principle for the convenience of the age, and that is also recommended. So our business is, as we have already adopted, that we should chant Chaitanya, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation, that Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Kirtaniya Sada, 24 hours, we have to chant this holy name of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. The idea is, as I have already told you, the one chanting Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient to dismantle the structure of your sinful life immediately. If it is purely chanting, the one is sufficient. But, as we know, that we are not so powerful that after dismantling the structure of our sinful life, we are not prone to fall down again. We are prone to fall down. Therefore, Kirtaniya Sada is a chant, always chant. Deliberately, we should not commit any sinful activity. That is all. But, unconsciously, due to our past habit, if we do something, that may be excused, but not deliberate. Namna bala jasahi papa buddhi. That is the greatest offense. If anyone commits sinful activity on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Because he knows it is a fact also, it is not only knowing, it is a fact. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you become free from the effective result of sinful life. But if you commit again and again, this is not a very good business. Just like in the Christian church, they go, confess, and again come. This is not good. You confess your sinfulness, excuse, but don't commit it. That's the difference. See, if we follow, if we stick beyond this principle, then, as it is recommended here, that nadatpuna karma susajjati mana rajasama bhyama kalilo tatannata. So if you keep yourself always antiseptic by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then the mind will not be attracted to the qualities of ignorance and passion, and will safely make progress in your spiritual life. Krishna consciousness. Jaitam paramam guhyam itihasam abhapaham srinivas kudya jutta jasta bhaktanu kitaya. Now, the speaker of this Ajami, history of Ajami, it is stated here clearly that Guhyam Itihasa, Itihasa, it is not story, it is historical fact. So-called gentlemen, they say, these are all mythological. What exactly means mythological? Is it imagination or what? What does it mean, mythological? They are not facts.
Not accepted as not facts.
Story. Here it is not stated anything as mythological, because we cannot have just things. Suppose Sometimes it is said the snake began to talk. Yes, the snake talks. It's not a story on my philosophy. The tree also talks. Every living thing, if you have got symptoms of living being, other symptoms, why should you deny others? Simply you have to understand. Krishna is known as the out of 64 qualities. His one quality is Bahuda. That is explained in our letter of devotion, as you see. That means he could talk with any living. Why not? If he is the father of every living entity, why he is not able to understand the language of every living? That is not. Is it not a fact that a father understands the language of his son? Naturally, if the son is the father of all living entities, it is natural for him to understand all the languages of God, beast, priest, man, everyone. Therefore, Krishna has another qualification in Bahuda. This was proved when Krishna was present. One day, Krishna was answering to the speaking of a bird. And one old lady, she came to take water from the Yamuna. And when she saw that Krishna was talking with the bird, she became amazed. Oh, Krishna is so nice. So that is possible. It's not that the snake has no language. So it is not allegory. It is a prayer, but one has to understand that language. That's all. Everyone can speak. Every living entity can speak. They have got their own language. even in human society, just like you do not understand Hindi language. Does it mean that the Indians have no language? This conclusion is foolish conclusion. Everyone can speak. Simply, one has to know the how to understand other language. That's all. Jayata paramangvayam itihasa mahatam sujavat suddha jutta jasya bhaktanu kitaet. Now, the story of itihas is not story. The history of Ajahn is Suddha Goswami comments that anyone who discusses these incidents of historical fact, which is not only very nice to hear, but abhapaham. Abha means seen. Abhaham. Abhaham means contradiction. Dismissing. Banquet. If you hear the story of the Ityas, the history of Ajahn captivity, if you hear it, which is simply by hearing Ajahn's incident, you become free from the contamination of sinful life. Simply by hearing. And so unless there is some spiritual effect, no historical fact is inserted within Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here it says, Jayetam Paramam Guhyam. Paramam Guhyam is very confident. Just like Krishna also declared when he wanted to impress upon Arjuna the most confidential fact of his teaching. Jai imam paramam guryam mad bhakti so vidhasya. The similar thing. Paramam guryam is most confident that these teachings of Lord Krishna that you give up all religion, all occupation, சர்வதர்மான்னு போயிட்டு சிம்பிளி சரண்டர். Is it possible? It is not possible to take this advantage by everyone. It is practical. If you are, I would have faith that you give up Christian religion and you take to this Krishna consciousness in the form, you would have immediately left in it. So it is very confidential. It is not to be opening again. When gradually one comes to confidence, then it is easy. That what is called. So those who are not devotees, those who have no taste for Krishna consciousness, any attachment for chanting the holy name of Krishna and be convinced, for them, the ordinary incident will appear as mythology or something like that. But it is no more confident. It is to be understood by a devotee who knows the value of chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, it is God, it is called Paramam Guhyam. जानीमां परमां गुह्यम् इतिहास मघापहम् श्रीवास शुद्धया श्रीवास में स्वान हो हियर विथ श्रद्धा विथ फेथ श्रद्धा श्रीवास शुद्ध युक्त जस्ट भक्तानु कीर्तय शुभ मैन आई रिक्वायर टू डिस्कस एनीथिंग वन इज हियरिंग and one is speaking. Kirtan, Kirtan, speaking also Kirtana. Don't think that Kirtana means simply with mridanga and katana when you chant, that is Kirtan. No. When I speak, when we speak about Krishna, the Kirtan must be with reference to the Supreme Personality of God. That is Kirtan. Either you speak or chant. When you lecture on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is also Kirtana. And when you chant and dance with reference to the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is also Kirtana. Don't mistake that this is not Kirtana, that is also Kirtana. No. When you go, preach, talk, put your arguments, logic, to the opposite element, and you are sometimes forced backward, sometimes you are defeated, sometimes in argument it happens. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has commented that if devotee, when he goes to preach and is attacked by the opposite element, that is also Parichara Bhakti, devotional service. Not that when you go to preach, don't think that I am wasting my time. Better to sit down in a place and chant Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. These are all nonsense. You have to preach, face the opposite element. That is better than chanting Hare Krishna. That is my Guru Maharaj. One to me, Krishna Vaishnava. Pratishthara tare, Nirjanara dhare, Tavahari naam, Kevala Pajita. It is simply cheating, this one. Why am I engaged in chanting? If you have got some important business, you have to do first. Your only business is how to satisfy Krishna through his representation. That is your business. So, Kirtanam, anything speaking about Krishna. Sabai mana Krishna padaravindayo vachanasi vaikuntha gunam. Your speaking vibration of the tongue should always be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is Kirtanam. Either you preach, either you talk, the opposing elements are in charge, everything is kirtan. Anu kirtan. Anu means following the spiritual master. Or anu means others. It is said anu kirtan. Bhakta and with bhakti. This is our general. Bhakti, not that I have become a very a nice speaker. I can speak, I can defeat. Don't become proud like whatever I am doing, it is in the service of the Lord. For the service of the Lord. That's why Arjuna was fighting. That fighting was not his pride. That he thought himself a great fight. He was simply executing the order of Krishna. Krishna wanted to fight, so he was fighting. Similarly, Krishna wants you to preach, so you preach and meet all our opposing elements. But don't think that you have become a very good preacher or speaker. No. You have to do all this business, by following the footsteps of your spiritual master or guru. Right. On a free time. Similarly, Srinivas. Bhagavad should be heard from a family recognized Bhagavad. Grantha Bhagavad means it's good Bhagavad. It is to be heard from this person Bhagavad. Realize so. Not for a professional man. Just like it has become a custom. A professional man comes in a village and he finished Bhagavat in 7 days. Now you are speaking Bhagavat for 7 generations. Still it is not understood. And Bhagavat will be finished in 7 days. It is a karmakanda of it. Of course, such function one gets some result of fight. That is fact. But that is not understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially one should not hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a professional man whose business is to recite Bhagavat and take some money for his family expense. No. Avaishnava-mukhat-girnam sutahari-kathānatam sravanam-nakattambam sattva-sīrta-payūjata. That is the intention given by Sanatana Goswami. That one who is not a pure devotee, Vaishnava, he should not hear his kirtan. Avaishnava-mukhat-girnam sutahari-kathānatam hari-kathānatam. Hari means this absolute supreme personality of Godhead. His katha, his description, it is amrita. It is necessary. And still, it should not be heard from a professional or unscrupulous man who is not a Vishnu. Why? It is amrita. It may be brought by anyone. Why? The example is sarpa-sistha payojata. Milk is amrita, known to everyone. But when it is stuck by the leaves of a serpent, it is fire. That principle you should follow.
Navai sanarakam jati nekritvo jamakintare jadapi amangalo matta visnuloke mahiyase.
So by hearing, this history of Ayami incident, Savaisa Navaisa Narakamajati Nekhita Jamakinta. He never goes to hell. Neither he is seen by the servants of Jamakinta. As male for male, just as you can understand very easily, if you are not acting criminally against the laws of the law, no policeman will watch over. Why, a policeman may be there. But policeman's watch is there as soon as you are criminal. Similarly, Jama Kinkara, the policeman, the constables engaged by Jamaraj, they are meant for the sinful man, not for the devotee, that is their friend, father. They do not come to the devotee. So if you remain factually a devotee of Krishna throughout your whole life, there is no chance of your seeing the Jama Kinkara. They will not come. Neither you are meant for going to the hellish condition of life. Krishna also says that even if you are fallen down, he will give chance to take birth in a good family of a Brahmin or in a rich family of Vaishnava. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur has expressed these two words. What is that? That a person, yoga bhrasta, sitinam simatam dehe yoga bhrasta sanjayati. Sitinam, siti means Brahman. Brahman means he's always clean, internally and external. Bhajya abhantaram siti. You know this mantra. It is enunciated during initiation. Bhaya Bhantaram Suti, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Anyone who is always thinking of Vishnu, chanting of Vishnu's name, Hari's name, or anyone who is particularly Vaishnava, he is Suti. Brahman is supposed to be engaged always in the service of Vishnu. Still, in all families of Brahma, there is Salabram Sila. The whole family is engaged. Those who are continuous, that process, and keeping themselves always clean, they are really Brahma, Sutina. And a sannyasi is recommended to beg from the house of a Brahma. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do that. Because a Brahmin is always suci. They are not unclean. But they provided. Otherwise, it is not that one is born of a Brahmin father but does not follow the rules and regulations. He is not a Brahmin. He is called Brahma Bandhu. He is called Brahma. So, here it is said, Navai Narakamaja. So a devotee is never sent to, even if he has fallen down. Somehow or other, because Maya is very strong, he is not very mature, and maybe attract, just like Vajrayana, he was the son of a Brahmin, he became attracted with a prostitute and fell down. But again, he rose up simply by chance. So simply if you keep yourself always chanting, there is no fear of falling down, neither you are eligible to go to the hellish condition of life, neither the constables of Jamaraj will come and see. This is the part of the conclusion. This is the story. Thank you.